Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of May, we will be exploring the topic, Celebrating His Victory. May 8, His Resolve. He who overcomes will inherit these things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. Revelation 21, verse 7. My dad was preaching and my mother was in the back of the church taking care of me, a baby at the time. Unexpectedly, a man came running into the sanctuary, snatched me from the seat, and took off. But by the time the man got to his pickup truck, my mother was there too and jumped into the passenger side. He drove to a building my mom didn't recognize, where they were greeted by a radio announcer, congratulating the man who was holding me. It turned out that the first person to show up to the radio station with a baby won a pretty sizable prize. My mother, not knowing what was going on, was determined to be where I was, no matter what, until she got me back. After all, I am her daughter. God didn't let go of his kidnapped children either. He was willing to do whatever was needed to get them back. When Adam and Eve, the children of God, chose to leave the moral umbrella of their heavenly Father and follow the deceiver, God immediately and passionately expressed his resolve to get them back, no matter the cost. This is what we call the covenant. The whole Bible is the story of how God ransomed his kidnapped children. When we get to the new earth, the covenant will be fulfilled and the consequences of sin will be no more. No more death, crying, or pain. Can you imagine that? God wins in the universal battle between good and evil, and he gets his children back. The ultimate reality for us who trust in the Lamb's sacrifice to the end will be that we will receive the divine sonship. I will be his God, and he will be my son. Revelation 21, verse 7. We are, in fact, children of God. God will be with us, and we will be with God, reunited forever. Oh, what a day that will be! God himself will announce the completion of this final reality. Yes, you are a child of the King, and his victory is yours because you are an heir with Christ. See how great a love the Father has bestowed on us, that we would be called children of God, and such we are. 1 John 3, verse 1. Let no one convince you otherwise.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins.